It is time for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Wortman. Judy is a co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, also author of Simon Loses His Tummy, the Kindle edition, and her latest book, Before Her Voice Was Still, and she joins us here on a Thursday morning. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning to both of you. Interesting side discussion about light bulbs and morbidly obese cats and what have you.
Well, this is just life. You know, this is the quiet life that no one sees on the outside. And the only parallel, the only reason I mention it is because probably everybody's got one of these going on. You know, some all this background that doesn't present.
That's right.
Present,
it never sees daylight, as it were. Right?
Yeah, exactly. So does a placebo work to decrease stress?
Apparently, it does.
Are you
really
surprised?
Just looked at it. Let me put this. I thought, gee, I wonder if placebo really works. And the reason it occurred to me is that in looking at the various remedies one can find in your CVS or Walgreens or whatever, you know, drugstore chain you tend to go to get supplements and vitamins, etc., and going on the internet and looking at the almost endless number of products that are supposed to help you with stress, it occurred to me that either all of these various products work, or they don't because of what they contain, but maybe they work because they have a placebo effect. I mean, to sort of backtrack for a second, if you go on the internet and you put into, you know, as your search term, you know, supplements to help stress, you will be absolutely overwhelmed with possibilities. But you can get a device that has an aerosol spray that will coat the airways, as it were, with various wonderful scents like lavender or the scent of a Caribbean citrus fruit or various other herbs, and supposedly put you into a very tranquil, decreased anxiety type state. Or you can drink a variety of teas, many of which don't particularly taste good, but maybe that's why they're supposed to work, because you think that there's something in it that is going to decrease your stress. There is a group of ingredients called adaptogens, A-D-A-P-T-O-G-E-N-S, which supposedly are herbs that help you cope with stress, reduces the physiological damage caused by stress, like high blood pressure, maybe inflammation. You can take excessive amounts of whatever it is that you're taking without any problems with side effects. And if you stop taking it, unlike withdrawal, let's say, from an antidepressant or a tranquilizer, there are no withdrawal effects. I mean, basically, they're your perfect anti-stress product. But do they really work? And if you, you know, try to go through the sort of labyrinth of various claims that are made for all these products, many of them are coming out of India, but many of them, you know, are just things that people seem to discover in the Amazon or the mountains of the Andes or what have you, you will find all sorts of studies in which five people had this and six people had that, and the five people who got the supplement really did much better. But if somebody wanted to really find out whether these, you know, ingredients, these products really worked, it would be very hard to get any kind of substantial evidence because the studies are too small, and many times they're not controlled, and many times they contradict each other. So the answer is, we don't really know if any of these adaptogens help in stress. And if they do, might the effect be not due to what's actually in this herbs or twigs or leaves or teas or scents or oils, but maybe it's because you want them to decrease your stress. As I've known for really decades, probably hundreds and hundreds of years, that there is a very strong placebo effect. And it's something that people have used to their advantage in trying to give people help without products that might cause side effects. And in one sort of very cute little experiment, people were told that they were supposed to self-administer a nasal spray that contained supposedly a hormone called oxytocin that's found in the brain that it's called a love hormone, that bonds you to your infant and may bond you to your significant other. And when it's released, it makes you sort of warm and fuzzy-hearted, and you really love everybody. And the other spray supposedly contains serotonin, and that, of course, is supposed to decrease your stress because it is supposed to make your mood more stable. Or you were, or these people were given just an aerosol spray that contained nothing but saline, and they were told to monitor their stress levels. And the people who got the oxytocin in quotes, it contained only saline, or the serotonin in quotes, it only contained saline spray, came back and said, "Yeah, it really worked. I really did feel less stressed, or less upset, or less anxious, or what have you." But of course, all they were doing was spraying a saline solution into their mouth or their nose. So it was a totally placebo effect. They, of course, didn't know that they were getting a placebo. So that's typical. But they're now experiments saying, gee, what if we tell people that this is a placebo and we have no idea that it's going to work, but if you wanted to, maybe it will work. And so they actually had subjects exposed to, they were willing to do this, to a series of emotionally disturbing images. And some of them were told that if they sprayed their nose or something with an anti-stress, with something that was supposed to decrease their stress, that they might feel better, but that they were only really going to be using, what they really were going to be spraying was a placebo. There was no information that this would really work. It was just simply a saline spray. And another group was given the same spray, but told, oh, it's just going to help us get a clearer reading of your emotional changes. And the people who were told, well, we're giving you a placebo, we're not sure it's going to help, but let's see if it does, we came back and said, I was disturbed by these images, but I really don't feel that badly after seeing them, whereas the people who were just given some water to spray and told nothing to do with their stress really were disturbed. So the conclusion, I'm not sure how really sane it is, but the conclusion is if you say to somebody, go home, take these pills, it is a placebo, but if it worked, it's better than taking a medicine that has side effects, maybe that's the way we should be using some of these products. Like, I will give you, Jill, this wonderful lavender-scented spray, and you can scent your pillows with it, and I'm going to say, it probably doesn't have any effect, but gee, maybe it will make you feel better just because it's a placebo. And you know that it has no side effects, and if you feel better, that's wonderful. But isn't that interesting that that's the way these supplements may be used? Not, that you should spend $35.96 in buying a tea bag that's supposed to, tea that's supposed to decrease your stress, but spend $35.79 on a placebo tea. It may have the same effect.
Yeah. I've always been fast. The mind is an amazing thing. So I have always...
Wasn't there a big thing about 3 or 4 or 5 years ago with the General Nutrition Center that...
Much longer.
Some of the stuff that they were selling was absolutely nothing, had no medical benefit at all.
And there were, especially there were some male supplements, let's just call them. And,
absolutely.
But the guys that...
As us of males don't have enough problem, but we take something to solve the problem and it doesn't work, that makes it even worse for us.
Exactly. the thing is, it was working.
Going to work.
It was working because they thought it was going to work.
That's
the part that I am interested in, because once you cross over into the belief that the only thing that's going to fix you is a pill, you've lost your ability to manage whatever the situation is. So if you believe that something is going to work in conjunction with other things, it's literally, if I weren't doing this, I could go off and do that. Just in terms of positive, negative.
But it even works with pain medication.
Sure.
Oxycontin or two sugar pills or more.
Yeah.
Inert pills. The point is that if somebody gives you something and said, well, it's really going to help your pain, and it really is an inert substance and has no side effects, and you really believe it's going to help your pain, you wait 20 minutes and say, gee, I really do feel better. If somehow you could make this into a consistent medication, it would be great.
You can't. You
wouldn't have any side effects.
You just have to manipulate the information. What I just remembered, I was thinking, now, why am I like this? And I realized that many, 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 like half a century ago, I was very, very upset and hysterical about a specific thing, just crazed. And my mom gave me a this, and she gave me a that. You know, she gave me an aspirin, she gave me what would be Triamine. Nothing worked, and I was just screaming. And so she gave me, she said, I'm bringing something really incredibly special. And she brought me she poured it out. What it was sugar and water, which I didn't know at the time. Anyway, I took it, and it was just miraculously, I was just suddenly so relieved. And obviously I didn't get the information that next day, but we talked, really? But that is where I believe that is the seed that grew this, you know, now very, this jungle about belief in placebos.
Absolutely. And sometimes just having somebody pay attention to you makes an enormous difference. Years and years ago, we did a study with women who had premenstrual syndrome, and we made a very major mistake. We did a pilot study, which is a small study, to see if the larger one would work. We brought women with PMS who claimed through all sorts of interviews and questionnaires they filled out month after month, they really had terrible PMS. We brought them into a very calming setting. It was like a living room that we set up so that they would feel very comfortable talk about how they felt after getting a particular intervention. And when we brought them in and we talked to them, all of a sudden their symptoms went away. None of them had PMS once they came into the clinical setting. And we finally realized that simply having somebody pay attention to them and bring them into a setting that was calm, they could read magazines, they could listen to music, they were away from their family, their friends, their work, anybody who was causing them stress, wow, they thought, this is really great. And the symptoms just disappeared. And so we thought, we can't do this. Can't do the study this way. We have to do it remotely. Because face-to-face, when people knew that they were being paid attention to and people were taking their symptoms seriously, they disappeared. Not the people, the symptoms. And so sometimes just having somebody say, I understand your mother. I understand. Try this. You know, it's really going to help. I really believe in it. That also is extremely helpful. And, you know, maybe that's something that we tend to overlook too much. The fact a face-to-face intervention of comfort is really extremely important, too.
Well, you know what, it goes to show the power of the human mind and the power of positive thinking and negative thinking is a well-recognized fact. And I'll just say that I used to be like a camel. I could hold water for years. Well, now that I'm older, I can't. But you know what? If I go home and I start running the water to wash dishes, I have to go to the bathroom. It's almost like, you know, the pathless experience. The minute I hear running water, I have to go to the bathroom.
That's right.
But I can also, if I'm in the middle of something, I can also have the mind power to say, okay, this can wait, and that it'll work. But really, it's amazing what your mind can do to trick you and fool you into doing things.
That's right. And maybe we simply overlook. We're too eager, too willing to go off to this store like GNC or others and say, what can I buy, as opposed to how can I change myself, my behavior, my surroundings? I don't have to go to the internet to get something sent to me, but maybe I can do something right now and make myself feel better.
Absolutely.
And we're imposing our own placebo on ourselves, and if it works, we're all going to benefit from it.
Thank you.
Anyway,
we will.
Good talking to you, and I hope this week is one that does not require too many placebos. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Mood.
And you can hear Judy, of course, every Thursday morning here on Robin Hood Radio.